Mishnechnas Ador, Marvin, the Simcha. Thank you for joining us today for the OU Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call began nearly 4 years ago as a response to the pandemic and has since evolved to serve as a daily pause, as an opportunity to convene from around the world to daven, to pray with the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program, for making it a part of your day on Yom Chamishi, the sixth day of the month of Adar Aleph. Please continue to keep in mind and daven to pray for a young six-year-old girl here in Boca, Yael Shoshana Bas Chana Fredel, Yael Shoshana Bas Chana Fredel, in our tefillos, in our prayers today here on this call, as well as please in your personal tefillos and your personal prayers. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Evan Rubin of Knesset Israel Torah Center in Sacramento, California, to share Devar Chizuk, which will be followed by Rabbi Rubin slowly reciting the following five chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Nun Beis. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. It will be followed by the following prayers, Achenu, the Mishaberach for Sahal, the Mishaberach for the Shruim, for the hostages, and Rabbi Rubin will conclude with the Mishaberach L'cholim. We'll pause, giving each of us an opportunity to insert the names of all those whom we are davening for. To receive the daily Tehillim call reminder email, subscribe anytime at ou.org/Tehillim call. I am pleased to share that in the coming days or week, hopefully we will be able to include not only each of the chapters of the Tehillim that we say, but we'll also include in that daily email the text for Achenu and the various Mishaberach that we say, so that each of us can follow along on our own or say it together with the rabbi. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Rubin.
Hello again, and it is a privilege and an honor to be asked to join you. So thank you, Rabbi Herman, for this wonderful invitation. And this morning, I want to begin talking about the parsha of the week, the Torah portion that we will be reading this Shabbat, that of Truma. As we read Truma, and we begin with the instruction to raise funds for the building of the Mishkan, the building of the tabernacle that would follow the Israelites throughout the desert and then into Israel, and be ultimately replaced by the Beit HaMikdash, by the Holy Temple. We read of an instruction that the donation should be given, may eight kol ish asher yidvenu libo, from each person as his heart is moved to do so. And unlike the shekel, the half shekel that we'll read about soon before Pesach, before Passover, as we have the half shekel that was given every year as a census and as a donation toward the communal sacrifices, that had to be equal because no one could say that they had a greater portion in the communal sacrifice than anybody else. In this case, it was according to each person as his heart was moved to do so. And why is that so different? Why is that made so differently, even though the Beit HaMikdash, the Mishkan, the Tabernacle, and the Holy Temple would also be places where the community would go, where the community would worship? And the answer is because in the building of a synagogue, and we can even use that as a basis for looking at this, not everyone has the same resources, not everyone has the same talents. And so, you know, some people had the gold and the silver and the copper and so forth that was needed. Some people had the various cloths with the various dyes that were needed. Some people had other resources that were needed. Some people had the ability to contribute, to be part of the building process. And that, of course, was very necessary. And so as we get through all of the building of the Mishkan, what is necessary is from each person as his talent, as his individual resources would allow him to give. And so that is how we get to this idea that it comes from every person as his heart would move him to do so. And very much the same thing is true now in our current situation with the events involving Eretz Yisrael. There are events involving our great homeland in Israel. We have a situation where people all over the world, Jews all over the world, are contributing somehow or other to what's going on. First, we have to begin with Sahel, with the IDF, the Israeli Defense Forces. And they are the ones, of course, on the front lines who are doing what they are doing to defend our land and to regain the freedom of our hostages. But then, of course, you have the other aspects of Sahel, the other aspects of the Israeli Defense Force, who are working behind the scenes to help out the Chayalim, the soldiers. Then, of course, we have the other citizens of Israel who are, first and foremost, you know, doing their best to keep their strength up. And I always marvel when I speak to my friends in Israel to see how well they are, you know, just plodding ahead day after day, despite the horrific circumstances that are going on in our homeland. And then there's the rest of the world of Jewry in the diaspora, some of whom are making very many donations, some of whom have been able to travel to Israel to be able to help out in so many different ways. And we've had people from my synagogue who have done so. And then, you know, those of us that are here, you know, whether it's contributing to this cause or that cause, and we're finding out all of the different ways we can transfer funds in order to help what is going on in Israel. And also, as a part of our daily tefillos, we are always thinking of our brethren in Eretz Yisrael, adding Avinu Malkeinu, adding special psalms, and of course getting together like this, this worldwide entity, the OU Tehillim call. It is a wonderful thing to be able to come together as a Jewish community and pray for our brethren in Eretz Yisrael, and it is a privilege and an honor to be able to lead those prayers today. And so with that, we will begin with the recitation of the Tehillim, the recitation of Psalms, with Perek Chaf, with chapter 20. Lamnaseyah mizmor leDavid, Ya'ancha Adonai biyom tzara, Yisagevcha shem Elohei Ya'akov, Yishlach ezrecha mikodesh, Umitzion yisadeka, Yizkor kol minchotecha, Ve'ola sefa yidashne sela, Yitein lecha chilvavecha, Ve'chol atzasecha gemalei, Niranina bishu asecha, V'shem Eloheinu nigol, Gemalei Adonai kol mishalosecha, Ata yadati ki hoshia Adonai meshicho, Ya'aneu mishmei kotro, Bigvuros yensha yemino, ein lev orechev ve'ein lev asusim, va'anachnu b'shem Adonai Eloheinu nazkir. Hey ma kar'u v'nafalu, va'anachnu kamnu v'nisodad. Adonai hoshia, ha'melech ya'aneinu v'yom kareinu. We continue with Perek Chaf Gimel, chapter 23. Mizmor leDavid, Adonai ro'i lo echsar, bin ozdeshe yarbitzeni, almei menuchos yenahaleni, nafshi yeshovev, yancheni v'maglei tzedek v'ma'an shemo, gam ki eilech b'geit salmaves, lo irara ki ata imadi, Shivtecha umishantecha, heima yenahamuni. Ta'aruch lefanai shulchan, neged tzorirai, tishanta vashemen roshi, kosi revaya. Ach tov vachesed, yirdifuni kol yemei chayai, vishavti beveis Adonai leorech yamim. We continue with Perek Kuf Chaf Aleph, chapter 121. Shir la malos, esa einai el heharim, Me'ayin yavo Ezri. Ezri me'im Adonai. Osei shamayim va'ores. Al yitein lamot raglecha. Al yanum shomrecha. Hine lo yanum velo yishan. Shomer Yisrael. Adonai shomrecha. Adonai tzilcha al yad yeminecha. Yomam hashemesh lo yakeka. Ziyareyach baloyla. Adonai ishmarcha mikora. Yishmor es nafshecha. Adonai ishmor seisicha uvoecha. Me'ata ve'ad olam. We continue with Perek Kuf Lamed, chapter 130. Shir ha'malos mimamakim kirasicha Adonai. Adonai shim'a ve'koli. Tihiyena oznecha kashuvos l'kol tachanunai. Im avonos tishmarya Adonai mi ya'amod. Ki imcha hasilicha b'ma'an tivarei. Ki vinsi Adonai kivsa nafshi. V'lidvaro hochalti. Nafshi l'Adonai mishomerim laboker. Shomerim laboker. Yachel Yisrael el Adonai. Ki im Adonai hachesed v'harbei imo fedus. V'hu yifte es Yisrael mikol avonosav. The last chapter that we will do for Tehillim, chapter Kuf Mem Beis 142. Maskile David, Bihyoso Vame Arasima, Koli El Adonai Ezak, Koli El Adonai Eshanan, Eshpoch Lefanav Sichi, Sarasi Lefanav Agid, Behis Atef Alai Ruchi, Veata Yadata Nesivasi, Veorach Zu Ahalech, Amnu fachli, habet yamin urei, ve'ein li makir, avad manos mimeni, ein doresh lenafshi. Za'akti elecha Adonai, amarti ata machzi, chelki be'eretz hachayim. Akshiva el rinasi, ki dalosi me'od, Atzileni meirodifai, ki ametsu mimani. Hotzi'a mimasger nafshi, behodos eshemecha. Bi yachtiru tzadikim, ki sigmol alai. We will continue with the Mishaberach for Tzahal, the prayer for the soldiers of the IDF. I'm sorry, we'll continue with Achenu. Achenu kol bein Yisrael hanesunim b'tzura u'b'shigya, ha'omdim bein bayam u'bein bayabasha, ha'makom yirachem aleihem v'yotziyem mitzara l'iracha u'me'afela l'ora u'mishibud l'gula, hashta ba'agala u'bizman koriv, v'nomar amein. Now for the fila v'shlom chayalei tzahal, for the prayer for the welfare of the soldiers of the IDF. Mishabirach avosenu Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov hu yivarech es chayalei tziva hagana l'Yisrael ha'omdim al mishmar arsenu v'arei Eloheinu migvul ha'levanon v'ad bidbar Mitzrayim u'min hayam ha'gadol al levo ha'arava v'yabasha ba'avir u'vayam yitein Adonai es oyveinu hakamim aleinu nigafim lifneihem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yishmor V'Yatzilis Hayaleinu Mikol Tzara V'Tzuka U'Mikol Nega U'Mahala Yishmach Biracha V'Hatzmacha B'Chol Ma'aseh Yedehem Yad Beres Don Enu Tachtehem V'Atrein Bechase Yeshua V'Ateres Nitzachon V'Kuyam Bahem HaKasuv Ki Adonai Eloichem Holeich Imachem Lehimachem Lachem Im Oyvechem V'Hoshia Eschem V'Nomar Amen. Now for the Mishra Beirach, for the Shvuyim, for the prayer for those that are being held captives. Mishabirach Avosenu Abraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov Yosef Moshe V'Aharon David U'Shlomo U'Yivarech V'Yishmor V'Yinsor Es Achinu Beis Yisrael Hashvuyim Ba'avur She'anu Mispalilim Ba'avuram HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Rahamim Aleihem Yishmorim Mikol Tzara V'Tzuka U'Mikol Nega U'Mahala Yishlach bracha v'hatzlacha v'chol ma'asei yedeihem Yotzi'em mechoshech v'tzalmo ves v'shivem mehira l'chek mishpecholseihem v'nomar amen. We'll conclude with the Mishra Beirach for the prayer for those that are ill. Mishra Beirach Avosenu Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov Moshe v'Aharon David u'Shlomo U'yivarech v'rapei es hacholim. Ba'avur she'anu mispalalim ba'avuram Bizkarze ha'kadosh baruch hu Yemalei rachamim aleihem Ma'aflimein ulerachbosam Ulachzikam ulachyosam Bishlach bahem mehira refuah shlema min hashamayim Lechol evarehem ulechol gidehem Besoch she'ar cholei Yisrael Refuas ha'nefesh urefuas ha'guf Pashta ba'agala u'bizman kariv v'nomar amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Rubin. We look forward to having you back on the program in the year to come, please God, in the near future. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program on Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern. As each day we pause at this time to share a moment, tefillah of prayer together. Wishing nechama, comfort, chizuk, strength, and hope. All of Klal Yisrael around the world. Shabbat Shalom.